At 6:06, it is mostly clear, 22 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to only 31 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Oklahoma issued more than 60,000 gun permits to state residents last year. That's a 52% increase from the 2012 numbers and more than double the number issued in 2011. Robert Jerome is a local firearms instructor, and he says there's usually an ebb and flow in those numbers.
But over the last 2 years, it definitely has increased significantly. But I think that the overall catalyst and the pickup in the last 2 years was due to the tragedy at Sandy Hook.
The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation handles gun permits for the state. It denied 835 applications last year, most commonly for prior drug convictions. On State Capitol Watch, Oklahoma legislators will begin budget briefings with various state agencies amid projections that they'll have about $170 million less to spend on state programs this year. Members of the House and Senate budget subcommittees will begin hearing budget presentations later today at the State Capitol. Meanwhile, Oklahoma's cash-strapped public schools could face some new financial challenges. A proposal before the legislature would allow low-income parents to use school district money to pay for other school options, including private schools. It is being sponsored by Oklahoma City Republican Jason Nelson.
This law will allow them to receive an account where a portion of the money that would have gone to the public school follows them into the account, and they can use that for tutoring, for private school, for virtual school. Any money that's not used can be rolled over and saved for higher education.
Under his plan, the family would have to qualify for a free or reduced lunch in order to set up one of the accounts. Oklahoma's 5th District Congressman James Langford wants to keep the U.S. Senate seat of Tom Coburn in the GOP ranks, and he thinks he is the one to do just that.
At the History Center in Oklahoma City, Langford said a Senate seat would give him a bigger staff and wider latitude to rein in the federal government's runaway debt, spending and waste, and job-killing regulatory oversight.
These are the issues that matter to everyday Oklahomans. More freedom and less hassle from a government that is constitutionally mandated to be out of our lives.
Several other Oklahoma politicians are also said to be considering a run at the Senate seat, including State House Speaker T.W. Shannon and U.S. Representative Jim Bridenstine. The primary is set for June 24th. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
A decision could come this morning as to whether the Osage Nation will oust Principal Chief John Red Eagle. Red Eagle has been accused of violating the tribe's constitution. While hundreds marched and even thousands more watched Tulsa's annual Martin Luther King Day parade.
The weather cooperates this year. It's sunshine and mild temperatures for the annual parade in Tulsa. Former State Senator Judy Easton McIntyre served as the Grand Marshal. As a teenager, she attended the March on Washington where Dr. King gave his I Have a Dream speech.
I've had a lot of honors, but this was just one of the best because I would have never dreamed of ever being Grand Marshal. You know, I had an opportunity to go when I was 18 to the March on Washington, and now I'm a Grand Marshal for the parade, so it is just kind of a culmination.
Tulsa's MLK Day parade is billed as the second largest in the nation. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, sunny but cool today, a high of 31. Clear tonight, 23 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine but chilly with a high of 42. And on Thursday, bitterly cold and a high of 19. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now at 6:10, it is clear and 22. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.